Enigma. How can you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, either today or yesterday? So obviously today is Rosh Chodesh, because we're going to count when you write a ksuba, so you count from the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So what's the first day of Rosh Chodesh? So most Rishonim assume that it's only Midirabbanan. First day of Rosh Chodesh is only Midirabbanan. The Ramban has a long hasoga on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. HaMitzvah says in Kuftun Gimel, when the Rambam talks about the Kviyas HaLuach, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana. So the Ramban has a long essay. He disagrees with a few points of the Rambam, and part of his long essay is he writes that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is only with the Rabban. And the Shilti Giborim, the end of the second parak in Rosh Hashanah, also he writes the Riyaz, that's the Rabbeinu Yishaya Achranzal, the Tosis Rid, was the grandfather, and the Riyaz was the grandson. So the Riyaz, and the Shulti Gemara often quotes from the Riyaz. Now they inherit his soul, Machonara. Mosad Rav Kook keeps on printing all the Piskei HaRiyaz and all the Ksovim of the Riyaz. So the Riyaz also writes that it's only with the Rabbanon, and the reason why they made such a din the first day of Rosh Chodesh, if it's really the second day, what they make? Because the Moilad fell out on the first day. So part of the first day of Rosh Chodesh is really after the Moilad Halvan. It really should have been the year. It really shouldn't be Nissan. It really should be Iyar. But since the moon is not visible, when the Moilad occurs, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the moon disappears for 18 hours. Yud Cheshoas Mechasi Sihara, the moon is covered up. That's why Menachazan Ish wrote his whole essay about the international dateline. So it's called Kuntres Yud Cheshoas, because it's all based on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Amid Beis. So the moon is not visible for 18 hours. So if the moilad, that's called moilad zok in Bal Tidrash, if the moilad occurs after noon, after 12 o'clock, in any given month, so they won't be able to see the moon in Eretz Yisrael. They won't be able to see the new moon. So they're going to have to make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. But since the moilad, we know that astronomically the moilad already occurred, so they made Midirabbanan, and the first day is also Rosh Chodesh Midirabbanan. Fine. There are some Rishonim hold that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is also Man HaTorah. And they say based on the Haftarah, Mach HaChodesh, that the family is getting together to have a party on Rosh Chodesh, then tomorrow is also Rosh Chodesh. So they already made the Din Derabbanan in the days of Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. So that's some claim you see from the Tanakh that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is their rise. So they ask Akasha, how can you say that is Deraisa? There's a Tosefta that states how many Sibri Rosh Chodoshim are there? How many Musafim do you bring on Rosh Chodesh? 11. You bring 10 Oilas and 1 Chatas. Same thing on Pesach. Same thing on Pesach. You bring 11 Musafim, 10 Oilas and one Chatas. So the Tosefta says, how many Siri Rosh Chodoshim are the Sach HaKol in any given year? Either 12 or 13. If it's a Shana Muber, you're going to have 13. If it's a Shana Pshuta, you're going to have 12. So Tosefis quotes that Tosefta. Rabbi Natan quotes that Tosefta. I don't sit and read Toseftas. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't sit and read Tosefta, but Tosefis read all of Tosefta. So Tosefis quotes the Tosefta because Rabbi Natan disagreed with Rabbi Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam has the opinion, that's what it sounded like, that he lived in a different city. So Rabbeinu Tam heard an incorrect version of what he said. So Rabbeinu Tam heard that the Rabbeinu Meshulam said that on Rosh Hashanah, it says in Parshas Pinchas, that you bring the Musafim on Rosh Hashanah, and then it says, but Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Hashanah is a regular day. So every day of the year you have to bring Shnei Tamidim, Tom Shashach and Tom Shabbein Abayim. And Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. You have to bring Musafim on Rosh Chodesh. So it says you bring the Musafim for Rosh Hashanah, and then it says Milvad Oilas HaChodesh Oilas HaTomin Minchas. It only says Oilas HaChodesh, the 10 Oilas. What about the Chatos? What about the Soy Rosh Chodesh? So Rabbeinu Meshulam said that there was no Soy Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says that's in the Shir Shal Yom for Thursday. No. Tikva Chaydeshayfa Bakesa Liyam Chagenu. When was it? Yesterday, Shir Shal Yom. forgot of any. Today's, forgot of any. So what does it mean by Kesa the Yom Chagenu? So the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah, another Masech, the Gemara says, Eizuch, it's a Chag, and it's a Chodesh. When do you have a Yontif on Rosh Chodesh? There's only one Yontif on Rosh Chodesh, that's Rosh Hashanah. Eizuch Chag, Shach Chodesh, Miskasebo. Which Yontif is it that HaChodesh Miskasebo? Habiyayim is a Rosh Hashanah. So Tikav HaChodesh Shofar, blow Shofar on Rosh Chodesh, because it's Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean, Shachodesh miskasabo? What do you mean, covered up? Chodesh miskasabo. Menem Mishulam said that you read the Chumash, Milvado elasach chodesh minchasoi, elasatamin minchasoi. So you see that there is no soy Rosh Chodesh. So the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is hiding, because you don't bring a soy Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbeinu Tam said that he's wrong. He sent him a letter that he's wrong. Because it says in this Tosefta, that the Rabbi and Tam read, that they read the 12 or 13 Siri Rosh Chodashim in the course of the year. If it's a Shana Pshuta, there are 12, and if it's a Shana Mavaris, there are 13. So obviously you're including Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. There was a Sorry Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi and Mishulam sent them back a letter. No, I never said that. Rabbi and Mishulam used to give a Shir on Parshas HaShavu every week. So he's told over the Rabbi and Tam every so often, told them over incorrect things. Then he sent a letter to Rabbeinu Mishulam and said, I never said it. The Talmidim misrepresented what I said. So he said, I never said it. What he said was, Shachodesh miskasabo, it's hidden. It's not mentioned in this pasuk. It's self-understood that there is a Soy Rosh Chodesh, but it's hidden because the pasuk didn't mention it. Just says, Milvado elas ha-chodesh, bo elas ha-tomin. So there was a Soy Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. But the question begs itself, if you hold that the first day Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa, every other month has 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so there should be more than 13, more than 12 or 13 Siri Rosh Chodashim. There should be 18, 19. Every other month is 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So you have many more Siri Rosh Chodashim. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, the Pashta says, the answer is like Rov HaRishon, the first day Rosh Chodesh is only by the Rabbanan. So there are no Musafim by the Rabbanan. Can bring a, you can volunteer to bring oilers midrabban. You can't bring a chatas midrabban. A chatas not bob ben edvin a dova. An oilers bob ben edvin a dova. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that if you look in the Chumash, it says oilers chodesh b'chad shoy l'chad shei hashana. It says oilers Shabbos b'shabbato by the musaf mashah. How do you translate oilers Shabbos b'shabbato? The weekly musaf oilers Shabbos b'shabbato. Every single Shabbos you bring. How do you translate oilers chodesh b'chad shoy? The monthly Musafim that are brought on Rosh Chodesh. So the Targum Unkelus doesn't say like that. Olus Shabbos b'Shabbato means the weekly Musafim of Shabbat. Olus Chodesh b'Chad Shai, the Targum Unkelus writes, you bring the Olus Chodesh, they bring the Musafim b'Chidush HaShe Levana, when a new moon appears. Olus Chodesh b'Chad Shai means b'Chidush HaShe Levana. One would have said it's parallel, Olus Shabbos b'Shabbato, Olus Chodesh b'Chad Shai, the monthly. So the Targum Unkelus says, B'Shad HaTusei. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Rambam seems to have been relying on that Targum Unkelus, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that according to the Jewish calendar, the months have to be lunar and the years have to be solar. So I didn't know the years have to be solar, because one Pesach to be B'Chodesh HaAviv. So you're going to have every year, you're going to have 12 months, 12 months. So Pesach is going to float around. Sometimes going to be in the middle of the winter, sometimes going to be in the middle of the summer, once in a while it'll be in springtime, but it won't always be Chodesh Aviv. So the years have to be solar, because the solar calendar. So Pesach will always fall out by Chodesh Aviv. And how do you know that the months have to be lunar? So the Rambam says, because it says Olos Chodesh B'Chad Shai. How does that show anything? Olos Chodesh B'Chad Shai, the Pash B'Shah means this is the monthly Korban Musaf that's brought every month, like Oilus Shabbos B'Shabbato. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that obviously that the Rambam is relying on the Targum Unkelus. Oilus Chodesh B'Chad Shai means you bring the Musafim B'Chidush HaShe Levana. So the word B'Chad Shai is a dead giveaway that the months are lunar months, that the Rosh Chodesh is B'Chidush HaShe Levana. It's not like on the Goyish calendar that the first day of May and the first day of June, the first day of July doesn't necessarily correspond living or dead to the new moon. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe even according to those Rishonim who came up with this wild idea that has not been accepted, that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is their Isa, maybe they're no Musafim though. Maybe it's only Rosh Chodesh for other purposes, and they're no Musafim, because you only bring the Musafim of this Chodesh, b'chidush shalavanim. So the question is, it should have been Faket. You should have brought the Musafim on the first day, not on the second day. The reason why you have the first day is because the Molad Halvan occurred on the first day. But you don't see the moon till the second day. That was his suggestion. Maybe that's the answer. According to those who think the first day of Rosh Chodesh is their Isa, so maybe you don't bring the Musaf. The Sefta says you don't bring Musaf. So maybe that's why, because you only bring a Bechidush Shalavan.
If there are no Musafim, the Gabi, what is it,
Rosh Chodesh? Oh, so the Gabi, what is it, Rosh Chodesh? There's no Isam Baloch on Rosh Chodesh. It must be the Gabi Simcha. The Torah quotes from the Goyim that on Rosh Chodesh there is a Chi of Simcha, because it says in the Chumash, that's what they quote, B'yom Simchas Madech Rosh Chachachachem Uzkaitem Mechatzotzus Alolasechem V'dizkaitem Lefnei Elokechem. That's why we say Yala V'yovoi. How come we say Yala V'yovoi Zichroneinu Fikdaneinu on Yontif and on Rosh Chodesh? We don't say Yala V'yovoi on Shabbos. How come only on Yontif and the Rosh Chodesh, because the Pasuk says Yom Simchaschem Adechem Rosh Chodeshchem Iskaitem Chatzotzes Min Iskartem. There's an inyan of Zichroneinu. That's what they taina. The old minig used to be, the minig of the Balei HaTosi used to be, and the Rama quotes it from the Maril. The Mishnah Berurah says we don't do this anymore, but the Rama quotes from the Maril that when you have Rosh Chodesh Chodesh is B'Shabbos. So when you say in the Shmona Esrei, when you say in the Birchas in the Shmona Esrei, not in the Birchas Hamazon, in the Shmona Esrei, when you say Yalav V'yavoi, you say B'yom Hashabbos Hamarach Hazeh B'yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. You include Shabbos into the Yalav V'yavoi. So in the Siddur Oitzat Tfilas, they have the Ha'oris of Rabbi Shai Berlin, the one who added the additional Marmekaimus in parentheses in the Masoras HaShas. So he tainas, how do you mention Shabbos and Yalav V'yavoi? You don't blow Chatzotzus on Shabbos. There is no Minizkaitim Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Yalav V'yavoi is based on that Pasuk, Yom Simchas Madech V'asher Chashechem, Skaitim Chatzotzus. But okay, so that's a kasha. The terrorist probably is that the Balei HaTosi held, when you have Rosh Chodesh Cholias B'Shabbos, the two blend in to be a new. It's not that you have one Kedusha Sayyam superimposed on the other. Two blend in to be a new Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh hyphenated. So since on Rosh Chodesh there is a din of Inizkartem, so on when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it has a din of Inizkartem even for the Shabbos aspect, because they're not two unrelated Kedusha Sayyams, they're two blend in together. That seems to be a machlekes of Rishonim. When you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and you have Yom Tov Shacholias B'Shabbos, the two Kedushas Hayoyims blend into the one. What do you say? One is superimposed on the other. So the Gemara and Brocha says, we have a rule, Ein Oisim Mitzvus Chavilus Chavilus. The Gemara says a rule, Ein Choismin Mishnai. Let's say a person comes late to Shachris. He has to say 15 Birchas HaShachar. It's going to take him a few minutes. So can he abridge it and say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Malcha Olam, Anois and the Sechvino Havchem Eiyam Ben Loila Bishalos Sani Goy Bishalos Sani Yove Bishalos Sani Isha Pekeach Ibrim and Mal Bisharumim. He says everything at once. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that in Chos Min Mishnayim, because that's a violation of Einos Mitzvus Chavilus Chavilus. But again, Avram says LaHalacha that even if you did it B'di'evet, you're not Yotzei the last 14 brachas. You're only Yotzei the first bracha that you said. Those on the Avkoch, you Yotzei, and all the rest you're not Yotzei. Even B'di'evet is not good. So the Gemara brachas says the Kasha and Daf Mem Tes. But we do it all the time when you have Yontem Shecholiyus B'Shabbos. They say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So it is Chos Min Mishnayim. How come every Yontem we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim? Isn't that also in Chos Min Mishnayim? So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Not that Hashem is Mekadesh the Jewish people and it's also Mekadesh the Zmanim. Hashem is Mekadesh the Jewish people who in turn are Mekadesh the Zmanim. The Mekadesh Elohu the Zman. But when you have Shabbos and Yontif together, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, they say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazmanim. That's mamash, should be a violation. And Chos Min Mishnayim. Gemara says Chutz Mizuk. That's the one exception to the rule. But Gemara Maishna, why should it be an exception to the rule? Why not do like Beishamai? Beishamai say you say two different brachas. Say one paragraph Mekadesh HaShabbos, one paragraph Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So we paskin like Beisilul. You combine everything together. Why do you? It's a violation of the rule. Chos Min Mishnayim. Mar says, Shani Hacha, and it's unclear what the answer is. So if you look in the Mefarshim on the side of the Rif, I forgot already which one, the tiny letters on the side in Brachas. So some of the Rishonim say, seemed like they say, Rashi seems like he says, they're not identical, but similar. There's a Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos, there's a Kedusha Sayyam of Yontif. So they're sufficiently similar that it's not a violation of Ein Chais Ben Mishnah. And the other Mefarshim on the Rif say, no, the two Kedusha Sayyam blend in to be one. It's a new Kedusha, there's a Kedusha Shabbos, then there's a Kedusha Rosh Chodesh, then there's a Kedusha Yontif, there's a Yontif Shecholias B'Shabbos is a new animal, and Rosh Chodesh Shecholias B'Shabbos is also a new animal. The two Kedushas blend in together to be one. So that's, maybe that was the practice of the Balei HaTosfos when they said Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh Shecholias B'Shabbos, when they said in Nishman Esi Yalav Yavai, so they mentioned Shabbos in the middle of the Yalav Yavai Zichroneinu, and Shabbos there is no Vinizkartem. That's why B'shai Bolin's Kasha. So why do you mention Shabbos in the middle of Yalav Yavai? So maybe the Balei HaTosfos were of the opinion that the two blend in to be one Kedushas Hayom. So V'nizkartem of Rosh Chodesh applies to this Kedushas Hayom that has both together.
The Sifri, in that Pasuk, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, and Ari, says that Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Shabbos.
Right, but the Mishnayis don't have. But what the Achrayim talk about? The Mishnayis is not so. The Mishnah in Erchin tells you when they blew Chatzitzus, that's against the Sifrei. That's a problematic Sifrei. There's a long pages and pages in the Stechem, it collects all the Achrayim, we'll talk about that Sifrei. Okay, so today's the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Today for sure is a Rosh Chodesh day, right? Okay, where do we leave off?
Rosh Chodesh is Tishbasis Malacha, though, so then we also know Karamasa, so then still have maybe some
Karamasa.
Maybe said
there is no Karamasa. I didn't finish the vote. Yeah, with respect to what is it, Rosh Chodesh? Yeah, the first day. If you all that is derais, and there's no musaf with respect to what? So it's a din of simcha. What do you mean? There is no simcha in Rosh Chodesh. The answer is there's a chiv simcha b'shevi al tasas. Asa behesped b'tainis min atorah. That's what it sounds perhaps from the Gemara. Asa behesped b'tainis min atorah. And a real yom to be a chiv simcha b'kum v'yasei to bring shalmei simcha. And you have a chiyuv to have basa v'yayim b'zman hazeh. Some hold men atorah, some hold men derabbanan. But on Rosh Chodesh, it's only a chiyuv simcha b'shevi al tas, not to do hesped v'tainis, which would be in contradiction to simcha. It's not simcha v'kum yaseh, simcha b'shevi al tas. And it's probably parallel to that, called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. When the chachamim introduce all the yamim tovim of Megillas Tainis, the 30 samad yamim tovim. So they introduced the Chiyuv Simcha and the Yom Tov and the Rabbanon that it's also a behesped of a tainus, also a tainus, and some of them even also behesped. Some of them also behesped. So that's parallel to the din deraisa, that on the level of deraisa there's such a din. And Rosh Chodesh, that there's a Chiyuv Simcha, but it's not a Simcha b'kumi yaseh, Simcha b'shevi al tasa, that it should be also behesped of a tainus. So we left off yesterday in the Gemara, Laman on the base. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Barasi Yetzahar, Barasi La Torah Tavlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled the Yetzahar within all of us. That's life. The challenge of living is to make the right decisions. People have Bechira Chavshis. Everybody has Bechira Chavshis. One who doesn't have Bechira Chavshis is called the Shaita. He doesn't have control over himself. There were those who say this, some of the say that they don't have Bechira Chavshis, they can't control themselves and they shouldn't be held responsible for any avera that they do. Halacha recognizes such people. We call them a shaita. A person does not control, he does not have Bechira Chavshis, a shaita. The people who went through the concentration camps, so whenever they see water, they'll push everybody away to go get the water. There's water all over the place. They have no control over themselves. They became crazy. Unfortunately, all those people, most of those people died of it. Those that are still alive today are pretty normal. Yeah. So the Gemara says, there is Bechira Chavshis. If the Rambam writes, if there weren't Bechira Chavshis, there wouldn't be an institution of Schar V'Onesh. He's not responsible. He doesn't deserve any reward for what he does. He doesn't deserve any punishment for what he does. So we know that there is Schar V'Onesh, and in Mele we know that there is Bechira Chavshis. And the Bechira Chavshis is that the Yetzer gives us a challenge. And the Gemara learns out from the Psukim that the Yetzer Yitzu Shalom is Gabra Allah B'chol Yom. Every day the Yetzer comes up with a new Einfach, with a new gimmick, how to be machshel the person. So the way to learn to control the Yetzer is by learning Torah. Bar Yosef Yetzer, Bar Yosef La Torah Tavra. Then the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Parshat Bereishis. Halo Imtetiv Se'es. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Cain after he kills Hevel. Imtetiv, Rashi says, Lekach Toiv Nasat Elchem Torah Osei Alta Zobud. Tetiv means if you learn Torah. Halo Imtetiv, Rashi says, Lekach Toiv, if you learn Torah, Se'es, you will be Mizgaber on the Yetzer. The Rebbe Shalom gives a Yetzirah to each person to the degree that he's able to control it. The Gemara says in Sukkah, the Gemara talks a lot about the Yetzirah, Lo Se Lover, they're going to shech the Yetzirah. But Ba'olam HaZeh, there is a Yetzirah. So the Gemara says the Yetzirah is Mizgara in the Talmid HaChamim more so than everybody else. Kol HaGodol Mechaber, Yetzirah God Le'emenu. We used to have a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, a prominent Rebbe, Rabbi David Lifshin. So he used to daven in the old base medrash. There was no, this building didn't exist. So he always used to be makbid that the mechitza should be the proper height. So there was one woman who was a big kibitzer. She passed away already. So she always used to say, he must be a very big Talmud Chacham because he has a big Yetzirah. What does he need such a big mechitza for? Yeah, he is. He was a big Talmud Chacham and he had a big Yetzirah. Kolig Morris says in Sukkah, Kolig Morachah very Yetzirah God Le'emenu. Because the Yetzirah is given as a challenge to the person that he should. So if the person is very bright and very intelligent and so on, so he has a bigger Yetzirah because he has the ability to control it somewhat. It wouldn't be fair if a genius has the same degree Yetzirah as a plain person. So the genius will never sin. He'll control himself easily. So he has to have a bigger Yetzirah. There should be the same degree challenge as the other people. Okay, maybe Godland Tzidkas. Okay, we don't know how to measure. Like my Rebbe said, we have no barometer to measure Yirah Shamayim. So we know whoever knows how to learn better. We assume he probably is a bigger tzaddik than the other guy. Usually somebody goes together. The more on the next stop quotes Rebbe Chanina, four lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Rebbe Chanina says. Two lines earlier, the Gemara calls Reish Ches. You can think mistakenly it's Reb Chiya. But if you look four lines from the bottom, it says it's Reb Chanina. It's not Reb Chiya. Reb Chanina says, Golam Mitzuvi V'yosa, Yosa, maybe Sheinim Mitzuvi V'yosa. It was a machlokes. Who deserves more reward? There's a machlokes Hatanaim and Bava Kama. Assume it should be Eish. If a blind man humiliated someone else, does he have to pay boshes? So the Chachamim say, yeah. Sumas chayv and everything the same as everybody else. And Rabbi Yudah says Suma should be Eshes Potter. Then the Gemara has three different versions of what Rabbi Yudah said. So one version is Pashtus is we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. Yochav Ram and Lochi Ram. Pashtus says we don't accept his opinion. But some Rishonim do. So there are three versions. So one version is that he meant only Boshes as a pasuk. Only Boshes is Potter. Another version is no, he's Potter from Boshes. And Malkus and Misa and Golos means all onshin. Doesn't mean only Boshes. Doesn't mean Nezek Tzari Pishav is Boshes. Pashtus is Boshes. Boshes is an onish. The others Nezek Tzari is probably not an onish. That's a Chiyav Tashlumin. So that's the other version of Rabbi Yudah. Not only does he pat that Suma should be Eish, but he has additional psukim that the Suma is Pata from all onshin. Then the third version of Rabbi Yudah is that Kishen, just like he's Pata from all of that. So to his potter be called mitzvahs hamur as batar. Assume as potter be called our mitzvahs. So the Pashtus says we shouldn't pass like Rabbi Yudah. The Mogen Avraham quotes as a machlekes. There are some minority opinion that we pass like Rabbi Yudah. That assume as potter be called our mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yosef was a sagi nohar. And Rabbi Yosef obviously used to do all the mitzvahs. So he did. He was wondering, does he deserve more reward if he's ate a mitzvah v'yosef, or more reward if he is mitzvahs? So originally he used to say, he hopes the din is like Rabbi Yudah, that as soon as potter we call our mitzvahs, so he's volunteering out of the goodness of his heart to do all the mitzvahs the same as everybody else. He deserves more reward than everybody else. Their mitzvahs, he's a mitzvah v'yos. And then Lebesov, he heard Rabbi Hanina's comment, Agor ha-mitzvahs, m'sheinim mitzvahs. The one of the mitzvahs that gets more reward than the one who's a mitzvah v'yos. So he says, I hope the din is not like Rabbi Yudah. If the din is like Rabbi Yudah, that the Summa is Pater, then he's going to get less reward. The Rishonim discuss, what do you mean he's interested in getting reward? The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, you shouldn't be kabarim hamsham shem sarav amanosel kabal pras. That's what he's doing, the mitzvah, so in order to get reward, so they explain, it doesn't mean like that. So Shaila, why does he get more reward? Why does the mitzvah b'yose get more reward? So there's a machlokes Taisus and the Maharal Prague, if you can speak like that. So Taisus says, lefum tzaira agra. A person gets reward according to how difficult it was to observe the mitzvah. So let's say a person was brought up in a religious family. He never had any challenges. Everything was easy for him. Or he's very bright, and the Gemara comes very easy to him. Very easy to him. And another person had a fight with his parents until he was observant, and he has a weak head, so until he understands the Gemara, it takes him forever. He works so hard, he deserves more reward. Lefum tzara agra, the reward, the agra is given according to how difficult it was to overcome the Esara. So Tosfos says, the one who's mitzuvah, to do a mitzvah, the people who can see, who for sure are chayv to do the mitzvah, so they have a yetzer hara that tells them, don't let him be the boss. You be your own boss. You do whatever you want. That's in America. Nobody in America recognizes authority. Everybody is autonomous. Everybody is entitled to an opinion. I have the same vote that you have. I don't know who's running. I don't read the papers. I don't know what they stand for. And you're reading the papers. Everybody has the same vote in America. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. So that's what the Yetzer Hara always talks it into people. Don't listen to Rabban Shalom. He thinks he's the boss. You show him that you're the boss. Don't do the mitzvahs. The one who's ain't a mitzvah doesn't have a Yetzer Hara not to do it. He's not mitzvah to do it. Not mitzvah to do it. And the reward is given according to how difficult it was to observe the mitzvah. So if the one who's ain't a mitzvah doesn't have a Yetzer Hara, so he doesn't deserve his reward as the one who is mitzvah. When I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, your age, so we had a mashgiach, Rabbi Lessen, Zechon Levracha. He was from Slabodka. He was the real stuff, the old-time Musanik. Not like Rabbi Blau, it was a different kind of Musa. The Musa today is totally different. It's not at all the way it used to be. So the mashgiach used to be, so his Lashon, he would always say the same thing. The Yetzer Hara will let you wear payas. The Yetzer Hara will let you shackle by the davening. He'll let you wear a gartel. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about that. That's all minhagim. But he won't let you learn. He won't let you daven with kavanah, because that's a real din. Whatever's a real din, the Yetzer Hara will fight that you shouldn't do it. If you're not mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara won't give you a hard time. So that's what Tosfos says. That Godel ha-mitzvah v'yos, m'sheni mitzvah v'yos, and one mitzvah v'yos has the Yetzer Hara not to do it. So therefore, he deserves more reward because he's fighting against the Yetzer Hara. And the Maharal Prague on this Gemara, in one of his Sfarim, he thinks it's a different aspect. He says the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom was only mitzvah the men to shake the lulav, it was mitzvah the women, means that it's more significant. Men will accomplish more for whatever reason. Shaking a lulav accomplished something in this world. So the Rabbeinu Shalom felt that the men will accomplish the trick and the women won't be able to. Women will shake a lulav, they'll accomplish much less. So the man who shakes a lulav deserves more reward because he accomplished more in the world. And the women are accomplishing less. V'harai, the Baruch Shalom wasn't mechayiv them. That's all right. That is less significant.
I think the Drasha Saran says the same.
Okay. So that's what the Rishonim say over here. That Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nahar. So he says, originally he thought that God l'ham tzuvivyos, m'sheni mitzuvivyos, that originally he thought that the Eidim mitzuvivyos deserves more reward. And then he realized later, based on Rabbi Hanina, no, that the mitzvah also gets more reward. So he hopes the din will be against Rabbi Yudah, that the summa is chayiv and mitzvahs, so it'll be a mitzvah. What do you mean? He's doing the mitzvahs in order to get reward. So the Rishonim say, no. They say along the lines of that Maharal Prague. They had to read the Gemara here. The fact that the mitzvah also gets more reward means that the kiyam mitzvah is more significant. So he says, I hope I'll be accomplishing a lot with my mitzvah. I hope I won't just be accomplishing a little bit. Yeah, here Tosfos has the famous discussion. The Gemara says in the Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed, Hai man de boy lemevi chasido. What should a person be medaktik about to become a chassid? So the Gemara quotes three opinions. So one opinion is lekai milid in azikin, should be careful about ben olam achaveres. One says lekai milid de ovis, Bein Adam Le'atzmo, and one says L'kai Mili Debrachas. That's what the Vilna Gaon says, that people, Vilna Gaon has in a few places in his Biurim, that people divide all the mitzvahs into two categories, Bein Adam La'makam, Bein Adam Haveris. He thinks that there are three categories. The third category is Bein Adam Le'atzmo. Obviously, you have to preserve your Tzelem Alakim by observing all the Midas Tovis and Pirkei Avos. So these are the three opinions, L'kai Mili Nezikin, L'kai Mili De'ovis, L'kai Mili Debrachas. So Gemara says reciting brachas is very significant. So the Svardim father, the Ramam, and so on, that a woman doesn't recite the bracha when she shakes a lulav, when she sits in the sukkah, because you can't say kiddushana b'mitzvah sav etzivon. So if Rabbi Yosef originally thought the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, that assumes potim mikol ha-mitzvah, he's getting more reward because it's ena mitzvah v'yoseh. He's volunteering out of the goodness of his heart, so he deserves more reward. So what do you mean? He's happy that the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the sumah is pot mekalamet. He can't say any brachas. He's going to be losing out on all the brachas. Brachas are very important in this world. So it must be that he was saying brachas. Why did he say the brachas? Because the sumah is pot menator berizchai mederabbanon. What does it say? It doesn't say anywhere like that. The Gemara says, women are potter for mitzvah shazvan gromo, even mederabbanon. The Gemara says in brachas, the chachamim weren't mechayiv them to observe the mitzvah sesesh as mangroma. So why should you say that the sum is only part of the Torah, but with the rabbanon he is chayv? So Tosfos makes a chilek. There's room to distinguish. The women have a ton of other mitzvahs. They're busy doing mitzvahs all day long. But if the sum is part of mikol ha-mitzvahs, it'll be like a goy. It'll be like a goy. So maybe the machayv is sumim with the rabbanon. Maybe the sumah can say brachas on the mitzvahs because he's mechayv with the rabbanon. But Tosfos thinks it's probably not correct. That's what Tosfos suggests, that at one point maybe the women, the Gemara of the Ferish, women are not mechuyev in mitzvah as a mangrama, even with the Rabbanon. But maybe by a summa, since if all these patim mikol mitzvah is going to be like a goy gomer, so then maybe they're mechayev him with the Rabbanon. That's a shiloh. Some of the Achronim came up with a nine-follow suggestion that summa patim mikol mitzvah, even if you hold like Rabbi, summa patim mikol mitzvah, maybe it only means it's patim from mitzvah saseh. Maybe he's not potter for mitzvahs. Lo yisese, he can eat chazer, he can eat b'machal Shabbos, he can eat on Yom Kippur, everything. Not only mitzvahs aseh, he's potter even mitzvahs. Lo yisese. That's a question. He can kill people also. So that achreinim, a lot of achreinim think, the sheven mitzvahs menach mistameh, he's not potter from. The sum is potter only from the mitzvahs, the additional mitzvahs. But the basic sheven mitzvah mistameh, the sum is chay. So the Nadi Yehuda raises this possibility. Maybe Summa is only potter from the additional mitzvahs I say, but the mitzvahs I say maybe is mechayiv. So that's the question. But Tosfos Loshim, and they suggested maybe there's a chilek between Isha and Summa, that Isha is potter from mitzvahs as Zman Grama, even with the Rabbanish is potter. That's the Gemara Brachas and Avchad. But the Summa is only potter from the Torah Chayim with the Rabbanish. Why? That he shouldn't look like a guy. What do you mean, how's he going to look like a guy? He's not going to eat treifas, he's not going to be mechal shamit, not going to talk lashon hara. All the averis he's going to be careful about. He just won't do mitzvahs. So that's a question. Maybe there's also a nirak and achri. It also looks like a guy. If he doesn't do any mitzvahs, he's not going to wear tefillin, everybody in shul is wearing talis and tefillin. He's not going to wear talis and tefillin, he's not going to dab, not going to do any mitzvahs. Also looks like a guy, even if he observes Shabbos. So that's a big machlaikas.
Why don't we say that the
Sumbat
Menuhis is only going to be like a Chayla, so whatever he can't do...
Only what?
He's like a Chayla, so whatever he can't do because of the blindness, that's what he can't do. But if he's Mokhiyu, he can't say he can kill him.
The
only
Pata
because he can't see. So therefore, why
would
he
say
he's Pata only on the
mitzvah
that he can't do because of the blindness?
If he can't do, he can't do. So you don't need Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim also going to agree to that. Whatever he can't do is Oynash Rahman Apatri talking, it's not anointed. Here, the Lulav and Esrig is right on the table. And they ask him, would you like to shake a little bit? He says, sorry, I'm pata. So Tosfos' basic shita, the summa is pata from all, at least from all the mitzvahs, essay, is even pata with the Rabbanan. So what is he so happy if the din is like the Rabbi Yehuda? Originally he was happy if the din would be like Rabbi Yehuda because he thinks he's going to get more schar. But if the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, he can't say a bracha, can't say kedushana b'mitzvah, so he's not even chayv with the Rabbanan. So Tosfos says, here is a raya that even though you're potter from a mitzvah, but you're volunteering to do it, so you can't say kedushana b'mitzvah sevitzivam. Well, they're not me women. If a woman shakes a lulav, so she can also say the bracha. That's what Tosfos says. Because if the Summa is Potter, if he's Potter means he's not going to say Brachas, so what was he so happy about? It must be that he is going to say Brachas. So you see, you're allowed to say Brachas. What's the Bir Hadover? How can you say a Bracha? Shekadishana b'mitzvah b'tzivona, how can you say no? So we explain, Pashim Pshat. The women in the Summa have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael as the men. That's how the Pasuk says, because Summa Leveis Yankov is Sagir Levenei Yisrael. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, Beis Yaakov is the Noshim, Sagir Levenei saw the men, tell the men, Atem Tuyuli, Mamlechas Koinim, Egoi Kodosh. So they're all given the same level of Kedusha. And Kedusha doesn't mean abstract, something abstract. Kedusha Arti Lois, abstract. Means Kedusha, Kedushana b'mitzvah, so it's Ivano. Kedusha means that you're mechuyev to observe mitzvahs. That's the Mishnah in Kalim. It lists off Esek Kedusha saying the 10 levels of Kedusha Samigdosh, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach, Esek Yisrael, Esek Kohanim, Esek Noshim, and so on, Harabayis, Yerushalayim, Ayoros HaMakov Eschoyma. So the Mishnah, every step of the way, the Mishnah tells you in Esek Kedushas, what's the Nafkamina Ladina? This has Kedusha, therefore that. This has Kedusha, therefore that. Kedusha means Kedushana b'mitzvah sovitzivan. Kedusha is man. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh have Kedusha, Yimuchiv to bring a korban musaf. And Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, Yimuchiv to do certain mitzvahs there. So if you say that people have Kedusha, means Kedushana b'mitzvah sovitzivan. So the men and the women were given the same level of Kedusha. Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's how Moshe writes in the Tshuva. Satem Tuli, Mamlechas Kainim, Goy Kodosh. On the same level, except that the women, in addition to having the Kedusha, which implies Kedushan v'sos v'tzivano, they were given an exemption. If they don't want that, they don't have to. But if they volunteer to do the mitzvah, it's not like a goy volunteering. The goy volunteers to the Sheikolul. We can't say Brach Kedushan v'sos v'tzivano. It's not true. But the women, every word is true. It is Kedushan v'mitzvah v'tzivano al netilos lul. If they left out one word, uftarano. They should really, if they want to tell the whole truth and not matter to, they should really say, Shekadushan Misasa Vitzivanu Uftaranu. If you don't want to, we don't have to. But that's not relevant, Uftaranu. So they say the bracha like everybody else. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. So it's not sheker. It's not sheker. But the Shaila, isn't it a gar bracha shein at Tzvicha? She didn't have to do the whole lulav in the first place. Not mechuyev in lulav. So, if she'll say the bracha, it'll be true. If a man is mechuyev to shake a lulav, then midirabban is mechuyev to say a bracha. Okay? But a woman is not mechuyev, so why should she shake a lulav? And then put herself into a situation that the proper thing is to say a bracha, but it's a gar bracha shein etzvicha. So the Tosfos and the other Masechtos explains that their opinion is that gar bracha shein etzvicha is only the rabbanon. How do you know that's a Gemara? The Mishnah in Saitan, the last Perek in Saitan, Perek Moshoch Mechama, the Mishnah has a Machlag Satanai, Mihir Isha Yari Barach Alei, V'yelech V'yosha Levesa, V'lo Yimasas Levav Echav Kilavava, because he's afraid. So there's a Machlag Satanai. So the Rambam Paskins like the Tana, Yari Barach Alei, he's afraid to go to war. He's afraid, he's falling to pieces. He can't psychologically take it. And then there's a minority opinion that most of the Rishonim have not accepted, that it goes on Yorim Aver Shabiyona, that the Israeli army is not allowed to accept Bali Aver. So the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanaim, to what extent Bali Aver. So the Gemara explains that Mishnah in Perek Moshoch Mechama, what is the Machlokes HaTanaim? What if the person is very careful, he only violates Averes Derabanan, he's careful never to violate Averes Deraisa. Do you kick him out of the army because of Averes Derabanan or not? So that's a machlekes satanai. A kohen marries a grusha, that's an aver deraisa. A kohen marries a chalutza, that's only an aver derabanan. So that's a machlekes satanai. And the Mishnah in Perek Moshoch Mechama, in the last Perek in Soita, whether you exclude him from the army. So the Gemara gives an example, another example of an aver derabanan that would depend on the machlekes satanai, whether you expel him from the army. Hasoch ben tefila letefila. If you talk him between shal yad and shal rosh, because he got in bracha shein etzvicha. If you don't talk in between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, so the bracha on Yech Tefillin goes on the Shel Rosh also, and you won't have to say an extra bracha. But if you talk in between, then there's a hefsek, then the bracha doesn't go on Shel Rosh, then you go, when you'll say the bracha L'Haniach Tefillin on the Shel Rosh, or mitzvah, whatever you're going to say, different Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whatever, you're going to have to say an extra bracha. When you say the bracha, it won't be a bracha levatol, it'll be in place. But the fact that you could have covered the both shalrosh and the shalyad with one bracha, and you talked in between, you were going bracha shein etzvicha. Bracha shein etzvicha is not the same as bracha levatol. So going bracha shein etzvicha, the Gemara said, that's only an aver derabbanan. So that'll depend on this machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah. One who violates an aver derabbanan, is the chayzem miyorcha el mechama to kick him out or not. So the Rabbi Natan. That's a machlokes. So bracha shein etzvicha is less, right? So there are those who say the Rambam. The Gemara says one that says a bracha levatol is over on loisisa. So some achrenim and the Rambam quotes the kipshutam. The Rambam just quotes. So the Rishonim quote the Rabbi Natan. He said that even bracha levatol is also only by the Rabbanon. What's wrong? The guy says Shem says on alatila salulav. Every word is true. He's so excited that the Rabbanon gave us, but today it's here. Was he saying a bracha alatila salulav? Not shaking a lulav. So the Rishonim quote the Rabbi Natan that bracha levatol is only an aver the Rabbanon. And the Rambam just quoted the Gemara Kitzurasa, one who says a bracha levatol is Ivan Lasiso. So the Magen Avraham and a lot of Achrayim assume the Rambam meant Benatur. The Rambam holds that bracha levatol is derais. Bracha shein etzvicha is a Gemara that it's only mederabban. Bracha levatol seems to be a machloikas, whether that's derais or derabban. So the Rishonim quote this Rabbi Natan more baharchov, but we have it in Tosis. They quote the Rabbi Natan a little more baharchov. He says like this: there's a din. When you bring a carbon, we discussed it in the beginning of Ayikra, just a couple of weeks ago. You bring a carbon, so a man brings a carbon, he does smicha, samach yodai. He does smicha b'shtei yodai. It says yodo, but in one place it says yodov. Okay, so that's the halacha. The Mishnah says, you do smicha b'shtei yodai mechol kohi. You do smicha on the carbon. And it says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, the opening pasuk in Ayikra. So the Gemara says, b'nei Yisrael samchim, b'nei Yisrael samchim. It says, the woman who brings a carbon doesn't do smicha. What if a woman wants to volunteer to do smicha? Would we permit it? So that sounds like a machloike satanoim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, when the noshen samchas rishus, or noshen marasuris to do smicha. So we pass the noshen samchas rishus. So the way we have the girsan, the gemara, in Chagiga, Rashi, Tosfos, they had the girsan, the gemara Chagiga. The Raivid didn't have that girsa. The Meiri didn't have that girsa. They had every so often the different Rishonim from different areas in the world had a different girsa. So they understood the Gemara to Kipshuto, that the din is like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says Nashem Samchas Rishus Eidu Smicha B'chol Koicham. Even though when you lean on an animal, when you lean on a korban, should be a violation of the aver of Lasave B'chor Sharech while the Saga is B'chor Tzenecha. That's called Giza B'Avoida. You're not allowed to do Avoida. It's not me'ila. Me'ila is if I would use the animal of Hegdish I would ride on the animal. I'm getting Hanoah from. Here I'm not getting Hanoah. I lean on the animal, but it's called Avaida B'Kachm. Isa me'ila is a different Isa. That's a question. There are four different Rishonim. Where is there a passing in Chumash that says you're not allowed to do me'ila? So there are four different opinions. I learned Masech Shavuos, you see. Four different opinions, Rashi and Tyson, the Rambam. Where is the pasuk from Mila? But the Isa Gizab Avoda, that's this pasuk. The Sava b'v'chor sharechva, the Saga b'v'chor tzenech. It's going to lean on a korban b'chol koichai. That's an Isa Avoda b'kachim. But the Torah says you have to. So the Chumash says when a man brings a korban, he's obligated to do smicha b'chol koichai, to lean in such a way that if you take the animal away, you would fall down. Really leaning, not stump, putting your hand on, and it's mutter to do it. So the Meiri and the Raivid and the Chachmei Provence band had a different gears in the Gemara Chagiga. So they understood that's the machloikas satanoim. Are women permitted if you volunteer to do the mitzvah of smicha? You want to volunteer because it's into hate, but he is going to. Is there a heter for you to violate avodah b'kachim? So the Raivid in his commentary on the Torah's Kohanim at the beginning of Ayikra says based on this psak that we pass like Rabbi Yossi. A woman, if she wants to, would be permitted to wear a talis, even if it has shatnas in it. Even if the beggar is shalpishtim, and the chutei tcheles have to be shalpsem, and it's going to be shatnas deraisa, would be mutter, because over here by smicha, it always involves an issa deraisa, and still be pas like Rabbi Yosi, that is mutter. So that's the raivid shita. But we don't have that girsa in the Gemara. Our girsa in the Gemara says, even Rabbi Yosi says, Nashem Samchas Vishuz, didn't really mean that the women can lean b'chol koicha. Not to lean b'chol koicha. There's an iser avoyde b'kachim. So Rabbi Yossi only meant k'dei lasas nachas ruach lenoshim. We tell him akufi yedaicha b'alma. Just have your hands float. Akufi means foot. To have your hands floating on top of the animal, not to lean b'chol koicha, to touch the animal. So it's only an imitation mitzvah. So they're not yotze anything at all. So that some women will want it. Some women want an imitation mitzvah. And Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yossi says it's noshim samchas v'shus. Rabbi Yehuda says not allowed to. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say not allowed to? What's wrong? It's only akufi yedaichu. So Tosfos explains. So Rashi says because it's a baltosif. Baltosif, what they're not doing, they're doing a mitzvah, that they're putrim, but they're not even doing the mitzvah. Jews doing an imitation mitzvah. So Tosfos not happy with Rashi. The Gemara talks about any mitzvah of Yossi. There's no baltosif. So Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to do akufi yedaichu agzera derabbanon. You're going to see everybody else is leaning b'chol koicham. All the men are leaning b'chol koicham. So it's agzera derabbanon. They shouldn't do akufi yedaichu because shema they'll do smicha b'chol koicham and they'll violate the yisa. So we pass on like Rabbi Yossi that it is mutter. What does it mean mutter? Despite the fact that there should have really been an isa derabbanon not to do it, we allow it. Mishum nachas ruach lanashim. Kedei lasas nachas ruach lanashim. You're permitted to violate an Issa derabbanan. So the Rabbeinu Tam is led to believe that since bracha shenit tzvicha is only an Issa derabbanan, so when a woman shakes the lulav, we allow smicha. And the Gemara puts together with that whether noshim tokos or not. Women are not mechuyim tkiyah shofar and Rosh Hashanah because it's a mitzvah says to shazman grom. What if a woman wants to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Do you stop her or do you allow her? So the Gemara says it's the same machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Why is it the same machlekes? So Rashi Lishitosa learns Hashayla from Baltosif. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's an Issa Baltosif. Rabbi Yossi says no. Einim Tzimah Be'er said there's no Baltosif. Tosif says nobody holds it's Baltosif. They don't accept Rashi. So Tosif learns that just like by Akufi Yedaichu, there's Exera Derabbanan. So Rabbi Yossi is permitting the women to do imitation smicha and violate this chashash the rabbanon of shema yovo nismach b'chol koicham kedei lasas nachas ruach, we allow it. So the same as the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi would apply by tkiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because tkiya shofar is mutam and atar, but it's also mit the rabbanon on any given Shabbos and Yontif. On Rosh Hashanah they didn't nasa because you have to blow shofar, you have no choice, but the women are not mechuyev to blow shofar. So as far as women are concerned, we should say they're not allowed to blow shofar because it's an isa derabbanon of mashmiya kol or whatever it is. The Gemara says medias hapas and tkiyah shofar is chokma beinim alocha, and they asid min rabbanon. So they should have asid min rabbanon. So Yehuda says monim is hanoshim milatka. You prevent the women from blowing on Rosh Hashanah because it's exera derabbanon. You're not allowed to blow shofar on any Shabbos and Yontif. And the only reason why the men are allowed to blow on Rosh Hashanah because they're mechuyev, but the women are not mechuyev, so they're not allowed to. It's also awesome mederabban. And we pass like Rabbi Yossi, why mishum nachas ruach lanoshim, we allow them to violate the isa derabban. So Rabbi Natam says, here's a third case where they argue that we pass like Rabbi Yossi, we allow the women to shake the lulav and to say a bracha, because the whole isa of bracha, this is going to be a bracha of atolah, right? This is not going to be a bracha shenit tzvicha. Which is it going to be? It's going to be a bracha of atala, bracha shenet tzvicha. I think they quote the Rabbeinu Tam. I think it's the Ran over here. The Ran on the Rif over here quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. I think that this is mamash a bracha of atala. The women are not mechuyev to say a bracha at all. Not just bracha shenet tzvicha. They're not mechuyev to say, they were never mechayev them to say a bracha. So they're really saying a bracha unnecessarily. But the Rabbeinu Tam held that not only is bracha shenet tzvicha the Rabbanon, bracha of atala is also only with the Rabbanon. So kedei la'asas nachas ruach lenoshim, we permit them even to say a bracha levatolah.
Maybe it's more chomer.
A tiny against the Rabbein and Tam. Okay, but this is a big Rabbein and Tam. A big Rabbein and Tam. That he says, Kadei lasas nachas ruach lenoshim. We even allow them to, not only xeris, we allow them to violate, let's say, To do smicha, imitation smicha, that's exer. Shema yavol lismach b'chol koichem. But to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that's a real isa, the Rabbanan. Tkiyah shofar on Shabbos Yontav is a real isa, not just exer, shema. It's exer, misakin, shema. Misakin, shema yisakin kleshir. Maybe it's also just exer. I don't know. But here, bracha levatol is a real isa. Okay, it's a real isa. Nonetheless, Rabbin and Tam is matter it. Yeah. Whatever's only the Rabbanan, he's matter. That one? I don't know. I think the Rishani quote Rabbeinu Tam is saying that when a woman says a bracha, it would be considered a bracha levatola, not just a bracha sheni tzricha. Bracha sheni tzricha is like if I talk in between the shalyan and shalrosh, it then requires that I do have to say a bracha now on the shalrosh. Or let's say I'm eating a sandwich. And I have to say mea brachas, and I'm holding by the end of the day. I don't have my mea brachas. In the middle of the sandwich, I stop and I bench brachas hamoz, and then I wash until the sedaim again. Then I say I moitzi again. Then I eat the second half of the sandwich. Then I bench again. He could have covered the whole sandwich with one hamoitzi, one until the sedaim bracha, one hamoitzi, one brachas hamoz and bracha. The guy stops in the middle of eating the sandwich, even though he's still hungry. He stops in the middle in order to have another three brachas of Anantilis Yadayim and Amoitzi and the Brichas Hamazan again. So that's a bracha shein etzvicha. That's not a bracha levatol. Once you bench Brichas Hamazan, you want to eat more bread, so you have to say Anantilis Yadayim, and then you have to say Amoitzi, and you have to bench again. So that's a bracha shein etzvicha, because after the first half, now he's mechuyev. He wants to eat the second, he's mechuyev too. Same thing if we're talking between the Shalyad and the Shalrosh, now he's mechuyev to say the bracha, the extra bracha on the Shalrosh. So that's a bracha shein etzvicha. It's not a bracha levatol. Now the halacha says you mechuyev to say it. By the women, they're not mechuyev to say the bracha at all. They're not mechuyev, even if they shake the lulav, they're not mechuyev to say the bracha. They want to say the bracha. They lasen nachas ruach l'nashim. They feel cheated. They feel it's not fair. They want to say a bracha also. So that's what the Rishonim quote the Rabbeinu Tam saying, this is a bracha levatola. And he understood that not only bracha shein etzvicha is only the Rabbanan, even bracha levatola is also only with the Rabbanan. We allow all of this. Kedei lasas nachas ruach l'nashim. You have to do something for the women, otherwise they're going to go off. They're not going to keep the mitzvahs. Days of the Beis HaMikdash had a problem with the women. They were upset. The Achronim say that the practice that we have, that we make asudas bar mitzvah, is based on this Gemara. The Rabbi Yosef, after he heard Hashta Dishmaite Lohad Rabbi Chanin, now they heard the Rabbi Chanin says, Golab Tzuvias Meshirim Tzuvias, Adarab, Mad Amalei, Dein Alachik Rabbi Yuda, Avid Niyab Matova the Rabbanon. He'll throw a party to all the Talmidim. The Rabbanon means the Talmidim in the Yeshiva. If they'll prove that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Summa is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs. So if they say that he's chayv in the mitzvahs, so if you're a mitzvah v'yoseh, you get more schar, so mitzvah v'yoseh, make a party. So the children, usually before Bar Mitzvah, they're observing all the mitzvahs anyway. The father brings them to shul, and they wear a talis, and they shake a lulav, and they do all the mitzvahs anyway. They sit in sukkah, they do all the mitzvahs. Mizman HaGmar, they wore tefillah, they did all the mitzvahs before Bar Mitzvah. So what changes when he's Bar Mitzvah? What changes is now he's a Mitzvah V'yosa. Until Bar Mitzvah, he's a Mitzvah V'yosa. Now he's a Mitzvah V'yosa. So when Rabbi Yosef says, if someone will prove to me that Allah is the Loike Rabbi Yehuda, that I am a Summa Ischayev, Abid Niyah Mitzvah, then I'll throw a party. So you see that when you become a Mitzvah V'yosa, you throw a party. That's the mocker for the Suda's Bar Mitzvah, is this Gemara. Others say it's a different reason. It's a Sudas Mitzvah because the father completed his mitzvah of chinuch. The father was working hard for 13 years. And now that the child is Bar Mitzvah, so the father finished his mitzvah of chinuch. So whenever you do a mitzvah that takes a long time, you put on tefillin in the morning, you don't throw a party and have breakfast. It's not a Sudas Mitzvah. You put on tefillin all the time. But if you do a mitzvah that takes a long time, like the day of the Korban Eitzim, the Yom Korban Eitzim, so that was a big, it took a long time to do. The Mishnah says one of the holidays that they used to have years ago in the days of the Tanaim was Chamishas Abav. Gemara says Lohayu. The Mishnah says Lohayu. Lahem Yisrael Yamtavim Kachamisha Sabav Kiyom Kippurim. Those were the two jolliest days on the calendar. So the Gemara says Yom Kippurim. We understand why it's Yom Mechila Slichu Yom Shinitn Boluchas Sachreinus. Okay, we understand the significance of Yom Kippurim. What's the significance of Chamisha Sabav? What happened? The Gemara has, each Amara gives a different suggestion, what happened. So one of the suggestions is that it was when they completed the mitzvah of preparing all the logs for the Mizbeach. Because after Chamish HaSabav, the sun doesn't beat down as hot as it did in the middle of the summer. It's a little less burning hot. And then if you have logs that have worms in them, so it's like a mum, just like you can't be makariv karbonis with a mum. So you can't use logs on the mizbech that are wormy. So when the sun is beating down, somehow the sun would cause the worms to get out of the logs. And when the sun, after Chamisha Sabav, the sun is not as hot, so they wouldn't use the logs after that point for the mizbech. So that was the end of the completion of the mitzvah of preparing the logs for the mizbech. So whenever it takes you a long time, like a seam mesichta, it took a long time to learn the mesichta. So then when you finish, after a long time, you throw a party. So that's what some achrayim say. That the father is celebrating the completion of his mitzvah of chinuch haborim. The question is that true? The mitzvah of chinuch ends when the child is bar mitzvah? The father is not mechayev to be mechanach the child past bar mitzvah? No. Sounds like there is chinuch even after bar mitzvah. Yeah, Poshe Pshat. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that. He thought that chinuch goes after bar mitzvah, more so after bar mitzvah than before. That was the shot. Does chinuch really end at, the din of chinuch ends at bar mitzvah? There's all discussion, a cotton shehigdal, the menchas chinuch started all discussion. Cotton shehigdal, b'emtze yimei sfira. If you follow the sheet of the halachas gedolos, that if you missed one day, and Sviras, one version of Taisis, is no longer a mitzvah to continue counting because the Pasuk says, Tmimais, every day is Me'akev. So what's the din of a cotton shehigdal b'emtzei mea Sviras? So the first days, the first 20 days of Sviras was only counting with the Rabbanon on the level of their eyes. He didn't do anything. He didn't do a mitzvah, so can he continue to count or not? So some say, well, the cotton was counting mitam chinuch. So there was a kima mitzvah. So the question, maybe there's still a din of chinuch. The chinuch is only when he's a cotton, and after he becomes a gadol, there's no din of chinuch. The summer, there's still a din of chinuch. Maybe he still continues to count now, the rabbanim, mitam chinuch. So that's the question, does the din of chinuch end when the child becomes bar mitzvah? Maybe he continues even after bar mitzvah. Yeah, the poshe pshat in Gemara, till 22, till 24.
So why is it end there? He has
a
whole life.
Why is it end? Maybe the chiyuv of the parents to be mechanach the children goes even afterwards. Maybe continues all his life. Yeah.
The Rashi in the first mission of Chagiga that says Izeu Kadam for mechinuch. It says Mikam Beilech Hayugil Lechinuch. So Rav Moshe has a klal in every Rashi. Every time it says Mikam Beilech, it means it goes on forever and doesn't end. So you can dive in that Rashi that mechinuch never ends.
Interesting. Okay.
Don't Tostin Rosh Hashanah say that there's no problem being multi-shev shemayim v'atala that's in the process of saying a bracha, so the only problem that Hashanah is bracha shein etzrika. Is bracha v'atala, is there an additional consideration of bracha v'atala in addition to multi-shev shemayim v'atala that Tostin favors?
It's not Moshe Shem Shemaim Levatola because he's saying in the context of a brocha, but you're not allowed to say a brocha shelo tikno chachon. He said that's the brocha levatola, you're not allowed to say.
Why do Tosfos there only deal with Brachah Shem Etzrika and Multi Shem Shemayim Levatola? Say Brachah
Shem
Etzrika is not a problem because it's the Rabbanan,
and Multi Shem Shemayim Levatola is not a problem because it's a Brachah. He's saying in a Brachah, yeah.
I don't think that... There's also
a concern
of
Brachah Levatola. Should be a Brachah Levatola, yeah. Should be if a woman says a Brachah, should be a Brachah Levatola. Brachah Levatola means you're not Mechuyev to. If you're talking between Shalyan and Shalrosh, now you are Mechuyev to say the Brachah and the Shalrosh. But you could have avoided it without talking. So by your talking in between, you were going bracha shein etzricha. But now it is tzricha. You were going to say another bracha. Now that didn't require, you have to say. But here, even when a woman shakes the lul, she's not mechuyev to say the bracha. Lo chivu chachamim, not to shake and not to say the bracha. So the old bracha is loinitz tava. So that's a bracha levatol. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Even bracha levatol is also only mederabban. And once you pass on like Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says aloch and Rabbi Yosi, pass on like Rabbi Yosi. So mishum kdei lasas nachas ruach lanoshim, we permit one to violate isurim derabban.
So what is the Rambam hold?
No, the Rambam holds that it's a Dovish Karim. Either Dovish Karim or Bracha Lamatola. Maybe the Rambam holds not like that whole Rabbeinu Tam. How did the Rambam read the Gemara? That the Gemara says the same Achlegs Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, but Nashim Samchas Vishus, but apply to Tkiya Shefer. What's the connection between the two? I don't know. Rabbeinu Tam learns that Rashi learns the connection is, are you in violation of Baltesif? When you add another mitzvah, that, you know, you were never mechuyif to do. Rabbeinu Tam is not happy with that. Maybe the Rambam learns like Rashi, I don't know. Rabbeinu Tam learns, no, that the Tzad HaShavi is, the Chachamim, if a woman wants to volunteer to do a mitzvah, so we have to be considerate, k'dei lasas nachas ruach l'noshim, so does that sufficient cause to be mata one to violate an Issa d'Rabbanan? So about Kir Shoif on Yom Tov, it's an Issa d'Rabbanan, and to do imitation smicha is an Issa d'Rabbanan.
Is the Rambam not to make related to
whether
women make a
bracha?
Those two
Rambams? Some Rishonim say that the reason why the women say a bracha and zman grama is because the minig developed that the women shake the lulav, so you have to say a bracha and a minig. That's how some Rishonim word it. But that's not what the Rabbeinu Tam said. That's absolutely later Rishonim came up with that idea. Mitam minik, the women are mechuyev to Ben Shastrik, so they say a bracha and a minik. Yeah, that's how later we shouldn't came, but that's not the original Rabbeinu Tam didn't say that. Yeah. Fine, so we left off in the middle of the Yetzirah story, Nachamo. Barosei lo Torah Tavlin, yeah. And Daf Lamin on the base. In Europe, there was a big machlokes 100 years ago whether they should introduce Musar into the yeshivas. So the Gemara says, in Pogam Achav Menubal Zeh, if the Yetzirah starts up with you, Mashcheh LeBeis HaMedrash, go learn Torah, and that will help you to control your Yetzirah. Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlon Shem. So the Gemara says, you learn Torah. So the Gemara in Brochus says, Imnitz, Adzad. Here the Gemara does not. The Gemara says in Brachas, Im Netzach HaMutav, if it works, it's good. In Tetiv, if you learn Lekach Toiv, says, you'll be Misgaber, you'll be Misnase, you'll control the Yetzahar. That's how the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ein Lecha Ben Churn, L'misha Oisik Bator. What do you mean? A Ben Churn means he's Meshuchra from the Yetzahar. He's not in the clutches of the Yetzahar. Oisik Batora, so the Torah Tavlin, so he'll be able to learn to control himself and not to be in the control of the Yetzirah. So the Gemara says in Brachas, Mashcheh lebeis hamedrash and mitzach mutim lav yikra kriyashma should be mekabel al malchus shamayim al atzma. If it helps him, netzach hamutov. If the same kriyashma kabel malchus shamayim is good, bim lav, and if that doesn't help, then yaska lo yai mamisa. Then you should have the dreary thoughts that you're going to die and you're going to be punished in the Bezal Shalmailo for any avera that you do. So the old Musar, used to be very dreary Musar. So that was the whole fight that the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was opposed. He said, we're not sick. We're healthy people. Sit and learn, and you'll control the Yetzirah. We don't have to say Kriyashma, we don't have to say Yaskalo Yomam Isam. And the other Rabbanu felt you have to introduce Musar into the yeshivas. The Musar was very dreary Musar. That was the Yaskalo Yomam Isam in order to bring about the result that we should control the Yetzirah.
Wasn't there, they said against Itzlo Templeberg, they sent letters back to him, something like that. They weren't guards of Itzlo Templeberg, so the Yerucha Shulchan came and made a letter to Shulchan and yeshivas that way?
I don't know. It was a big machlokes. But then later, Rabbi Ruchim Lavovitz from the Miri Yeshiva gave a different style Musa, totally different, not dreary Musa. So that no one was opposed to that. That's not the Askalo Yarmah Misa. The old Musa used to be very dreary Musa. It's a different style of Musa today. Fine. Then the Gemara says the father has an obligation to hasiyo isha, to marry off his children. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyah. You have an obligation to marry off your sons and your daughters. There's tenula anoshim. You have to marry off your sons and your daughters. So the Gemara says, you can marry off your sons, have your son date a girl, and then marry. How do you got to marry off your daughter? But noig shabalim, the boy calls up the girl for a date. What can the girl do to get a date? The Gemara says the father should make sure that she dresses nicely. He should buy a nice clothing. The lapshiye unachasiye. She should dress up nicely. And also the Gemara says, nitan lamidi, the father should give her a lot of money. Everyone should know that the girl is rich. Whoever marries this girl is going to get a big dowry. That's how the Gemara, that's the context that is quoted in Ksubis. That when the father dies, the pasuk says, that the sons get Yerusha, the daughters don't get Yerusha at all. So the Tanaim instituted that each daughter gets isen achas. She gets one-tenth of the money. Where did that come from? It's Mamish Exalef and the sons. Gemara says, based on this pasuk in Yirmiyah, the Navi said we have an obligation to marry off our daughter. How are you going to marry the daughter? The girl should... The father's going to get his daughter to call up the boy to make a date. That's not derech eretz. The boy has to call up the girl. So the girl's going to sit home and twiddle her thumbs. How's she going to get a date? So the Gemara says, give your daughter a lot of money and everyone shall know. Whoever marries his daughter is going to be a rich man. And make sure that she dresses nicely. That the boy should want to date her. Manksu
was asked about that's a
dinderaisa.
That the son should marry off the
And
the Gemara says, no, this
is also
a
dinderaisa. Yeah. This is
from that.
Yeah, it's not a dinderaisa.
But Gemara's
question
in Gemara
is
the
panami dereisa. Yeah. Taisus explains. Taisa has a very interesting pshat. We have a din. Yesh kerach b'yachachamim lakadav min ha-Torah b'shev yaltase. Ve'in kerach b'yachachamim lakadav min ha-Torah b'kum v'yase. Machlokes in the sugya, a long sugya, peches, peites, tzadik, a long sugya in Yevamos, beginning of Isha Rabbah. So the maskonis of Bavli is that ein kerach b'yachachamim lakadav min ha-Torah b'kum v'yase. Yishami holds not so. But in the Bavli, we follow the Bavli, that the Rabbanim have the Kerech Lakadom and Atar B'Shevi Al Tasa. They have the ability to tell us not to blow Shoifah from Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. The Gerish and his guy in Erev Pesach shouldn't bring the Korban Pesach. He should bring Pesach Sheni. But they don't have the Kerech to allow someone to drive to Shul on Shabbos. Ekach, B'yad Chacham Lakadom and Atar B'kum V'yasein. So the Gemara asks, so all the Takonas Chachamim indeed the Momenis. When they make Menator, I'm entitled to the money. But the Rabbanon, I have to pay you the money. What do you mean? The Bezel is going to force me to pay the money. It's Gezel. So that's Yesh Koach Laka B'Kum B'Yasei. They're violating Gezel. So the Gemara says, Hefke Bezel Hefke. That's not an Akira's Dominator. They have a right to be Mapke the money. So Taisvis learns on this Gemara, Mechudish Dika Taisvis, on that daf. And Nun Beis on the Beis, I think. Or, so that's where the Gemara is, maybe the Taisvis two dafim later. So Taisvis learns that Yerusha is considered like Yisra the Heta. It's not considered Dina Mominus. If the Torah says that the sons get the Yerusha and the daughters don't get the Yerusha, and the Chachamim are going to make a takana that the daughters, each daughter, when the father dies, the daughters are single and have to get married, so each daughter gets Isa Nechasim, the single daughters get Isa Nechasim. So Taisa says the Gemara raised an issue, it's a problem of Enkerach B'Yar Chachamim Lakadov Menatur B'Kum B'Yase. We're taken away. Usually in Mominus, there is no problem of Lako B'Kum B'Yasei, a Gezel, because Hefke Bez Nefker. But by Yerusha, Taisus feels that it's called Isa Beheta. The Rambam is also like that. The Rambam holds that Yerusha is called Isa Beheta because the Pasuk says, Hoysozos Lachem Lachukas Mishpot. Even though it's Mishpot, even though it's dollars and cents, the whole issue of Yerusha is money, but the Torah calls it Chukah, so it's you treat it as if it's Isa Beheta. He treated as if it's Isa Beheta, so there's an issue. Ein kerach lako b'kum v'yasei. So on this, the Gemara answers that if it's a doba hadayma, yesh kerach lako. That's what Tosfos writes in Shas. Quite a few places. Even though ein kerach b'yar chachamim, lako doba manatar b'kum v'yasei,
But if it looks like it's a din deraisa, if it sounds like it's a din deraisa, then yesh koach lak or even mikum v'yaseh. That's what Tosfos has in quite a few places. Chazon Ish is very upset about that, Tosfos, because that's what the conservative rabbis do. The conservatives reinterpreted everything, they packaged everything in such a way as if everything is a din deraisa. It's pikuach nefesh. To maintain Jewish identity, so you're allowed to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos if you live out in the suburbs, because otherwise you're going to lose your Jewish identity. It's pikuach hanefesh. So that's a joke. What do you mean? It's not pikuach hanefesh. It's not pikuach hanefesh. So that's a peladik of Tosfos. Tosfos writes it like that. But that's what Tosfos Shita is in quite a few places. Tosfos says, "Hanami deraisa he." Doesn't mean that it's deraisa. This is Dover Hadoima. But Dover Hadoima Yesh Koach Lakar Afilu Bekum V'Yaseh. It really is Akira's Dover Natar, because Yerusha is considered Isa V'Heta. Chiddush on top of a Chiddush. Yerusha is, the Ramam has like that. Usually there's a Machloikas from Meir and Rabbi Yudah, we had it before, where the Masna Mal Shokas V'Hatar V'Dover Sheh B'Momen Tunoi Kaim Atunoi Botl. Dover Sheh B'Yisa, let's say a man marries a girl, says, Arei Mekudesh Esli Al Atunai, that if at the end of the first year we're not happy, so you won't need a get. So there is no such thing. A man says, Rabbi Mekadeshesli ala Tanai, that if I die with leaving no children, you won't need chalitza. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, with Ferish Yerushalmi, they quote. That's called Master Mashkas Batur. So Tanai Botla Maisikai. What if he makes, Rabbi Mekadeshesli ala Moshem Achalai, Sher Ksus V'yayin? So that was Machlek Zamer Rabbi Yudah. And we paskan like Rabbi Yudah, but Dovishim B'mam and Tanai Kai. Dovishim B'mam and Tanai Kai. So does that apply to Yerusha? Let's say a man is about to die, he wants to make a Tanai, who should get the Yerusha? So the Gemara says it's no good. So the Rambam has a drasha. We don't have this in the Gemara. The Rambam says, because Yerusha, even though it's Didi Mammon is, and there shouldn't be an issue of Davish and Mammon Tanai Kaim, should have the ability to make a Tanai. So the Rambam says, but we treat Yerusha as if it were Isa V'Heta, because the Pasuk calls it, V'Yisus Lachem, the Chukas Mishpot. The Pasuk calls it Chukah. So he treated it like Yisa V'Heta. So that's why it's called Masna Mashkas Batar B'Dovisha B'Yisa, and not B'Dovisha B'Mamah. So Tosfos has the same, and again to this din of Ein Koach Laka B'Kum V'Yaseh. Ein Koach Laka B'Kum V'Yaseh doesn't apply to Dini Mamah, because you just say Hefke Bezna, Hefke, you solve all the problems. So Tosfos holds no, that Yerusha is a problem. So that was the Gemara's question. How can you violate the rules of Yerusha and give to the girls Isa Nechasim? So the Gemara answers, it's a Dava Hadoima. Because the Torah requires, it's understood, the Torah requires that the parents have to, the father has an obligation to see to it that his daughters get married. And that's the way to see to it that they get married, by giving him the Issa
Nechos. So what does Dava Hadoima mean? It's something that the Torah would want?
It looks as if we can package it and present it as if it were a real din deraisa. That's how Tosfos learned the whole sugya. The Gemara says, Eirechud is neman by meis bailo. Eirechud comes, says the husband is dead, so he's neman. So the Gemara says, it's only midi rabbanim, and the Torah is not believed. Then the Gemara says, why is the Eirechud believed? So the Gemara says, two explanations. Either because milsa d'abed l'gloi lo mishakri inchi, or because isha daiko minsevo. So it should be a din deraisa. So Tosfos understood, no, it's only a din derabbanim, but en koach laka b'kum v'yaseh, how can you allow a woman to violate lo sinaf? We assume the husband may still be alive. Who says that he's dead? How can you permit the woman to remarry? The answer is, it's a Dava Hadayma. Because there is a din, in other cases, there is a real din of Bilsa Dava Deligluy Loi Mishakri Inchi. So we call this, we act as if this is also a Bilsa Dava Deligluy. Bilsa Dava Deligluy means I definitely will find out. The Gemara has in Chulin, if a guy is selling eggs and he tells you that these are eggs from chicken eggs. There may be eggs from an eagle, maybe treif eggs. So you buy the eggs on the smach that he's telling you to. Gemara says, how can you rely? The nochri doesn't have to keep kosher. So he has no namanas on kashrus. Gemara says, you're going to walk home. You're going to go home and crack open the eggs. In another 2 minutes, you'll see whether the eggs. You can tell when you open it, whether it's a kosher egg or a treif egg. So since it's a milsa, whenever an eidecha comes, says, meis bailo, it's going to be vadai milsa, many people survived the war, and their wives didn't know, and then it took 50 years after the war till they found out that the husband was still alive. It's not always a milsah. Milsah means within 10 minutes we're going to find out whether a guy's not going to tell a lie. He can get caught red-handed right away in the lie. when he tells that the Meis Baila is not going to necessarily get caught red-handed right away. It may take many years to be. So it's not, that's what Tosfos understood. It's not really Milsa Leglui. It's not really true Isha Daiko Minsa. That's Midrabbanan, we consider it as if there's a roiv of Daiko Minsa, as if there's a Milsa Leglui. Tosfos has in a few places in Shas this idea. That Yeshkoch Yachahom Laka Dominatar Bekum Yasef, it's a Dova Hadoima. If you can package it that it should look like a din derais. Then the Chazanish reinterprets all the Tosfos and he said, that's conservative Jewry. That's conservative Judaism. Can't be. Yeah.
But we don't let the conservative rabbi as the Yoker Dev Mentor of Hashem Baal Taisa either.
Okay.
And then
you have to have a tzorach. You have to have a legitimate tzorach. So we don't consider their system of values a correct system. You have to have a tzorach to be Yoker B'Shev Baal Taisa. Then all the Tanoim say the father has an obligation l'lam de umdis. Tankama says, like the Rabbi Yudah says, the same thing. What did he add on? Tankama also said, the father has an obligation. So that's what the Gemara asked. What did Rabbi Yudah add on by emphasizing? If you don't teach an umdis, kila malamda listis. The Gemara, the son knows how to handle, to buy and to sell. He knows how to buy and how to sell. So is that enough, or do you have to teach him to be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, a chemist, a physicist, or something? Is that enough? So that's the machlokes hatanoim. Sure. The Gemara continues the second half of the Mishnah. What's called mitzvah sov al habein? So that means the obligations that the children have towards their parents. Namely, kibud av amora av. So that applies equally to the men and to the women. The sons and the daughters are all mechuyim in kibud aviyim. I bet it says ish imo b'yavitira, maybe only ish v'lo isha. So that's what the Gemara says. No, kishoyim etira'u hari kanshan kematam la ish. Ish is sipik b'yodala. Isha is not always sipik b'yodala. Manei she reshus acherim alehat. If the woman will be married, she gets married. She lives in Los Angeles, and her parents live in New York. So how can she's not free to come help her mother. And mother needs a little help in preparing for Pesach. So the daughter's going to fly back to New York to help her mother. She's going to leave all the children there. Who's going to make Pesach over there? It's not Sipik B'yodo. It's not Sipik B'yodo. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that's very misused based on this Gemara. The din is that when somebody dies, so the relatives have to observe Avelos. So there's an observance of Shiva and Shloshim, and if it's a parent who died, so you have to observe Yud Beis Chodesh. All the other relatives, you only observe Shiva and Shloshim. You only observe Yud Beis Chodesh, that's by parents, so it says in the Rishonim, in the Shulchan Aruch, Mipnei Kibrav. So Ramosha says, the Pashup Pshat is, because of the consideration of Kibrav, so the Tanoim instituted another for Yud Beis Chodesh. It's not that the observance for Yud Beis Chodesh is an observance of Kibrav. Because of you have the reason, the motivation to make a takana, and then you have the takana. The takana is avelus. It's not a takana of kibirav. The achrayim say halachy deram mekel ba'aval applies not only to shiva shloshim, it applies to yud beis chaydush also. Whenever this, you don't say it's a sofik derais of kibirav, sofik derais of luchum. Say mishum kibirav, they instituted an avelus, a new avelus of yud beis chaydush. So Ramosha has. A chiddush, let's say the husband is the guest of honor in the shul's annual dinner. And the wife is in avelus. So the wife is not going to come to the function. Because the annual dinner is really a sudas mereus. Everybody gets together, they haven't seen each other for a long time. Everybody has a good time. So that's a simchas mereus, you're not allowed to go. So the husband is uncomfortable. Not everybody knows that his wife is in avelus. So they're going to think that there's no shalom bayis. How come the wife didn't show up when they're honoring the husband? So if the husband feels very uncomfortable going to the receiving this honor, so then the wife is allowed to go along with him, because whenever there's a conflict between the wife's shibut to the husband and the kibbutz, so we say reshus acherim alei, that the shibut to the husband takes precedence over the kibbutz aviyei. Moshe has such a chiddush that the wife, if the husband feels very bad, that people are going to think there's no shalom bayis, so the wife has a lot of go. So now it became hetagomer. Then the wife is in Avelis, and the wife wants to paint up the house. The husband couldn't care less. She wants to change all the furniture and change everything. And things that you're not allowed to do in Avelis. So she gets, she twists her husband's arm till he says he wants to. Husband couldn't, he doesn't even know what the furniture is. He doesn't know what the house looks like. He just sleeps, then he goes to work every day. He's never there. So the husband says he wants her up, so you're allowed to violate all the dinim of Avelis because the wife is kafuf to the husband. The husband wants. A lot of times the whole community knows the whole community knows that the wife is an Avelis. So of course she can't come. It doesn't indicate, if everybody knows that Moshe is at, it doesn't apply. It's not going to be an embarrassment to the husband.
But if Avelis is not a kiyum in kibbutz, why should the woman be kafuf to her husband?
Yeah, the whole thing is questionable. The whole tshuva is questionable because it's because of kibbutz that they introduced a neogavelis of Yid Beis Chodesh. At the end of the day, it's not kibbutz. That was the reason for the takana, but the takana is avelus. The whole psak is a little shaky. But that's the gemara. So when a woman is married, she put him to the husband. Yeah. And the husband doesn't have shibudim. Let's say the husband's parents live in New York. The husband, both sets of parents live in New York. They met the girl around the corner. He married the girl from around the corner. Then he gets a job. He lives in Los Angeles. He got a job in a hospital. He's a doctor. He lives in Los Angeles. So his mother calls up on the phone. She needs a little help taking down the Pesach Dikah dishes from the attic. So the son is mechuyev to fly from Los Angeles to New York in order to help the mother take down. It's unreasonable. Let her pay some money, get somebody to take down. She doesn't have any other children. All the children live in Los Angeles. So it's unreasonable to expect a hut. Let's say the mother calls up the son of Elijah, I'd like to have a cup of hot coffee. So the son has to fly to New York to make his mother a cup. It's unreasonable. She's not. By the time he gets there, she's not going to be thirsty for the coffee anymore. Whatever, it's unreasonable. So then it's not a word, the Pasha Pshat Nigmar, it's not a word that Rishus Acherim Aleha, then whenever it's a conflict between Kibbutz and the Shibut to the husband, so the Shibut to the husband takes precedence. The Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk here, Pasha Pshat and the Drasha is, that the mitzvah of Kibbutz to service the parents, Kibbutz means service, that's the Gemara in the next up. Ezu Kibbutz Ezu Humayro. So the Gemara has on the last line, on Lamed Aleph on the base, what is Kibbutz? Machil, Mashke, Malbish, Mechasa, Maknes, Moitzi. Means to give service to the parents. So the mitzvah to give service is only if it's reasonable. If it's unreasonable, so there's no din of kibbutz. So that's what it means. If a girl is married, so she has to take care of her husband, she has to take care of her children. Let's say the girl is married, she has no children, and she doesn't work for a living, and the husband is away all day long, and her mother calls her up on the phone, the mother lives around the corner, the mother says, maybe you can come help me out. Of course she's mechuyev. What do you mean she's married and she's putta? She's not put in any predicament over here. There's no conflict between the kavod of the husband. So it really shouldn't make a difference whether the boy's mother needs help taking on the Pesach Ligadu. Also not mechuyev to fly back to New York to help out the mother. It's unreasonable to go travel to the other side of the world in order to service the parents. If the parents don't feel well and they need someone to put them in an old age home or something like that, so that's in our generation. That's considered reasonable to fly back to New York and to help out the parents, okay? But that's the pashtus. The klal is, ish, ima, ish, not isha. It's not because she's married. The Gemara says, nizgarsha, she's the same as the boys. When the daughter gets divorced from her husband, nizgarsha shneim shavim, the son and the daughter are equal. I mean, she's not, it's not unreasonable then. Whenever the kibbutz is unreasonable, there's no din of kibbutz. You always have to judge. What's the reasonable request?
That's the singles too, in other words.
Single people also, same thing. Single people also. Let's say the children want to go away. There's a Shabbaton somewhere. So the parents enjoy, the parents, the father works for a living, he's away a whole week, all day and all night he's away. He wants to see his children on Shabbos and Yom Tov at the table. So that's kibbutz. That's Yemahana, the parents. The whole mitzvah of kibbutz is to service the parents, machal, mashkin, and so on. So to be mahana the parents, that's keeping up, he enjoys seeing the children. So he wants the children there every single Shabbos, they should never go anywhere. Shabbos, Yom Tov, all the time, every meal. So in our generation, that's not reasonable. It's always understood that children go to their friends, they go to a weekend somewhere. But if the children are never going to be home, that's unreasonable on the part of the child. Never can it be home. Never to be mahana the parents that they want to see their children. Well, let's say the children got married, they moved to Eretz Yisrael, and they have grandchildren. So it's not reasonable to expect that they should come to visit. Pesach Shavuos Sukkot, they come to visit the parents every month in Donnerstag. They should come visit the parents in America. That's not reasonable. To come once in a while is not so, not that unreasonable. Depends how much money they earn. It depends on, it all depends on the circumstances. Even that's the pashtus.
Even if they ask you, if they tell you to do it, that would also you want not to do it?
The pashtus is, even if they ask me to do it, if it's an unreasonable request, then it's not fair.
Would you have to spend a bit of your money like any other mitzvah to be back? Because let's say the flight from Eretz Yisrael to here to bring the grandchildren to them and then walk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on the next daf. The Gemara has the Shaila. The top line on Lamed Beis. Whereas the Shaila is, Ki b'rav mishal bein, is not son mukhiv to spend money. But he say, no, Ki b'rav is only mishalav. That's on my father would like me, my father says he'd like to go visit Eretz Yisrael. So I say, okay, give me a credit card and I'll call the airline, I'll make a ticket and I'll call the hotel. I'll make all the arrangements, I'll drive you to the airport. He says, no, your credit card. Keep it up. You use your credit card. So that's the Gemara comes to the Maskana, keep it up, Mishalav, Allah Misham Bein. The son is not mukhif to spend money on the kibbutz. So that was the Shaila. Let's say the father requests of the son, because the father lives on the other side of the world. The father lives in America, the children went on Aliyah Teretzel. So the father's on his deathbed, whatever, he says, could you please come? I'd like to see you one last time before I die. So the son's going to say, Ki b'rav mishalav alom shal bein, the father's not going to pay for it, I'm not mukhiyev to go. So that's, strictly speaking, based on the Gemara, it sounds like the son is not mukhiyev to go. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik told over a story, that there was a balabas who lived in Brisk, and his father was on his deathbed in Warsaw. And they sent the telegram that the father would like to see the son one more time before he dies. But the son wasn't so wealthy, and it cost money to go to travel from Brisk to Warsaw. So he asked Rav Chaim, maybe I'm not mukhiv to go because kibbutz mishalav v'lo mishalbein. So Rav Chaim said, you're right, go by foot, walk. You're not mukhiv to spend the money. So the way Rabbi Soloveitchik said it over, he sounded like he understood pshat, and the story was that Reb Chaim is making fun of him. It's your father. Even if there is no din of kibbutz, you're an idiot. What's the matter with you? How can you not want to go on your own? Even though strictly speaking, you're right. Now, Tzvi Pesler Frank has a tshuva where he discusses if the son is a dentist and the parents need medical treatment. So there's a sugya in Sanhedrin. I think the beginning of Perek Elah in Anechnok and Adap Pei Dalet. So the Gemara has a discussion, is the son as a doctor, is he allowed to treat the parents medically? Because there's a din of Mako Avivima, if he caused bleeding, that's the definition. If he caused a black and blue mark, that's Mako Avivima. So there's a Machlekes in the Gemara. So how do we paskan on Shulchan Aruch, the Psak and Shulchan Aruch? Someone had the Minchas Yitzchak, the whole Tshuva, he thinks he shouldn't follow the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rambam, if it's Efshai De Acher, if there's another doctor available, let the other doctor do the treatment for the parent. But it's a Efshai De Acher, no other doctor, then the son is allowed to treat the parents. Because Mikra Din Derais, it's really Mutter. I mean, the Rabbanon, the son shouldn't treat the parents because he may scrape, let's say he's a dentist, he may scrape the gums slightly once more than it's really necessary. So that Haitzua's dam wasn't really necessary. Whatever is Litzorech, there's no Issa. He may scrape a little bit more than is necessary, so then the son will be a violation. So if there's another doctor, so let the other doctor do it. Then it's okay. So the shaila is, there is another doctor, but the other doctor charges money. So what you usually do is you have two religious doctors trade with each other. I'll treat your parents for nothing if you treat my parents for nothing. What if you don't have such a situation? So the question is, the parents need medical treatment, a dentist. And the son is a dentist. He's not allowed to treat the parents, midirabbanan. So they have to go to a different dentist. So who has to pay for that? So the pashtus says, the kibbutz is mishalav, velo mishal bein. The son is not mechuyev to pay. Now, see, Pesach Frank gives this mashal. What if the father calls up and is on his deathbed? The whole story with Reb Chaim, he doesn't say that with Reb Chaim, he gives the whole mashal. So he says, would you say over there that it's kibirah mishalah v'lo mishal bein, the son doesn't have to spend money? He says, no, that's not correct. Theoretically, the son can walk to Warsaw. He'll lose a week walking there and a week walking back. He'll lose his salary for 2 weeks. But the Gemara says, the Gemara has on the 10 lines from the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that's not called Mishal Bein. Mishal Bein means if I have to lay out money, that I have to take off time from my work and they're going to dock me for my pay, that you are Mechuyif to lose money. You're not Mechuyif to spend money, but to lose Parnasa, that yes. The thing is that he's going to walk for a week and walk back for a week is going to ruin his legs and he's going to ruin his shoes. So the reason why he wants to go by train is to save himself. He'll be able to do the kibbutz. Father's not going to die today. The father's going to die in another week. So the son theoretically can walk to Warsaw, be mahana the father, walk back, except he wants to go by train in order to save himself the pain of walking all day and all night and the loss of salary for 2 weeks and the loss of a pair of shoes. He's going to walk somewhere. So that's for the son's purpose he needs that, for the kibbutz. He can do the kibbutz by walking by foot. So since the spending of the money on the ticket for the train is letzorach habein, that's not a violation of the din of kibbutz mishalav v'lo mishabein. So that's what Rabbi Pesach Frank says. Mikra din deraisa, the son is a dentist. He's allowed to treat the parents. We don't permit him in the rabbanit to treat the parents because he may scrape a little extra. So he doesn't want it. He can't do it because of his iser. He doesn't want to violate the iser of makor avimim. That's his problem. So of course he has to spend money. He's not spending the money to do the kibbutz. Mikra din deraisa, he can do the kibbutz. He can treat the parent. He's not going to do it because he doesn't want to violate that other. So then he should spend the money. Wow. The way he analyzed it, Absalashi didn't say it over like that. He said it as if Rav Chaim just said, you're a parach. You're an idiot if you don't want to go. How can a son be so cold-blooded? Yeah.
What's the makor for the din that he should have for
Yeah, Tosis says that Baal Zechel Peres Nichsa Malug is only the Rabbanan. But Tosis says still, that's the bottom Tosis on Laman Avagat, the Maisi Adela Baila, it's only the Rabbanan. Echel Peres Nichsa is only Rabbanan. But still, it's assumed. Yeah. That's a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. The Pasha Pshat is every case, the whole discussion in the Gemara, can the son treat the father? The Pasha Pshat is the father's coming and asking for treatment. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Minchas Chinuch would say no. If the father asks him, if the father gives him a shus, then it's zichemut, there's no shaila. The whole discussion Gemara, the father didn't ask him to do it. The father's unconscious, is the son allowed to do on his own? The Pashim Shani Mar goes, even with the Rishus of the father, he still shouldn't do it. That Mechila doesn't help. Okay, so we got to go, Sunday we'll go right to, okay. Sunday's a normal day, regular day. I think so. When is everything different? Tuesday. Okay.
Why would the walking not be considered a non-reasonable question, like bakasha from the parents? Like we're saying that has to be a reasonable, but why would that not be unreasonable?
Me walking a long distance should be unreasonable.
So there is, that's not really considered an option.
Sometimes it'll be unreasonable, okay. If the father's on the deathbed,
is reasonable?
It depends on what's mekubal. What's Naisha Bailam?
You gave me money last time I was here. You sure this is new money?
What, 60?
It's money you gave me last time I was here. I thought
that was a different amount. This the guy just gave me. These dollars again.
Okay. So you're sure it's a different?
I think so.
Mechira, you did. Okay.
This time I gave a different amount.
Not
60. I think. I'll give you a different amount. That was a different.
But I thought you used up all this time at that time, no?
No.
Okay, I don't remember.
No phone.
Okay. Rebbe says over in Nefesh HaChaim about when Yaakov dreamed, the Malachim went up and they went down, there's some sleeping, and they said, you have so much.
Make sure the hard guys.